Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good morning, everybody. Corey Curtis with Derek Mason on ESPN 102.5 The Game. This is the Morning Drive. I'm pinch-hitting today for Braden Gall, who is still suffering after the Packers beatdown from the San Francisco 49ers. It's probably not true, but I like, as a Bears fan, I like to point that out. We got a big one this weekend here in our state. Vanderbilt on the road going to Knoxville to take on Tennessee, a place they have gone to before and a place they have won before behind their head coach, the other Derek Mason. We got two All-Star Masons in one show. Coach, great to have you. And I know things are what they are, but it's Tennessee and it's Vandy and it's go time.
Absolutely. First of all, you know, Corey, Derek, you know, happy Thanksgiving. The holiday season is here. I know tomorrow, man, you'll enjoy, man, a little bit of turkey and all the trimmings around that. But yeah, it's Tennessee week. It's rivalry week. It's time to go. And I mean, we're looking forward to this contest.
As you handle a football team, it's a family. Each season is its own evolving creature. You know, you've gone through whatever struggles you've gone through this year. As a coach, as you traverse this, what's the key to keeping everyone on that same path, everybody all still pulling at the same time, everybody all still pushing that car out of the ditch?
Well, you know, coming off a win, which you know, always provides confidence, I think, you know, I mean, this group's got one game left. I mean, these guys get a chance to play together one more time. And you have to take that for really what it is. I mean, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity. It's you know, this 2019 football team, you know, they've been trying to finish this chapter the right way so they can start the next chapter the right way. And that's what we've talked about, man. I mean, this group is energized. They understand, you know, what this week is. I had to go back and talk about the history, you know, man, of this rivalry a little bit, you know, whether it's past history, current history, but just more or less, you know, man, how we're viewed even in this ball game in 2019. So, you know, man, for us, it's not about, you know, man, gaining some inspiration from, you know, like being a three touchdown underdog, man. It's about knowing and understanding that you got to play a 60-minute ball game. So the investment is about today's practice. It's about winning today. That's what we got to do, and that's what we look forward to.
You have beaten this team 3 years in a row. I know that has no impact whatsoever on this year, but it has to be a sense of pride in your program. It has to be a sense of pride with your players, and it has to be something that has to be exciting to try to build on.
Absolutely. You know, my guys have, you know, been pride about, you know, I mean, where we've been, but, you know, we've got to, you know, I mean, take this opportunity, okay? This is the one, and that matters for this group. This group of seniors, you know, I mean, these young guys, these freshmen, I mean, who may have a chance to get on the field and play. I mean, these guys, man, for some of these guys, it's their first time for a redshirt freshman and or a freshman to head up to Knoxville. So, you know, they'll get a chance to experience this for the first time themselves, and they'll realize, you know, man, why it means what it means in this state. And there's a lot of pride on both sides. You know, there's a lot of divide in some of the households throughout the state. And so this is that game, man, that really stands up. It's talked about 364 days a year here. And again, it's what we look forward to. I mean, it's our last game in 2019. So let's ride. Let's get it.
We're talking with Derek Mason, head football coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores. They travel down to Knoxville, and play Tennessee Saturday at 3 p.m. Rivalry week, rivalry game. I love it because you can throw the records out of the window because you know you're going to get a hard-fought battle typically either way. In the last 3 years, it's gone your way, Coach Mason. But UT is playing well. They're on a four-game winning streak. They beat some tough opponents in that span. It's really two guys that have helped change this thing around. One is the quarterback, Garantano, and the other is Juwan Jennings. What have you seen from those two guys that keeps you sort of up at night, that keeps you, you know, as a defensive-minded coach, going back to the drawing board, watching film over and over again? Because these two guys have been, you know, they've been remarkable the last 4 weeks of college football.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, their chemistry. I mean, they've got, you know, anytime you see quarterbacks and receivers with great chemistry, it doesn't matter a lot of times, you know, like how you scheme. They look to find, you know, like ways to connect those two. And Jim Chaney's done a really good job, you know, in there of settling, you know, Garantano down. You know, I mean, over the last 5 weeks, and just really, you know, like honing in on, you know, like his ability to spin the ball. I mean, he's whether it's spread sets, bunch sets, you know, like ways to move Jennings around to get him free. They've just done a masterful job of finding the matchups and letting those guys play ball. And that's exactly what they look like they're doing. I mean, they're playing ball, they're having fun. But it's not – I mean, Jennings is the guy. Jennings has the numbers. But when you start to look at, you know, man, Marquez Callaway and Josh Palmer, man, those dudes aren't just, you know, man, a slice cheese, man. These dudes can flat-out play. You know, Callaway's averaging 21.3 a catch. You know, when you look at Josh Palmer, he's a matchup problem. And then when you look at the tight end and the running backs, they're doing a really good job, man, of just utilizing all the tools in their offense.
Now this team has been on the defensive side of the ball the last four games. I think they've given up on average around 15, 16 points a game.
Right.
So they're playing really good defense the last 4 weeks. How do you attack a team that, for some reason, they've gotten it? They're buying into what Coach Jeremy Pruitt is preaching, and they're playing really good defense right now.
Yeah, you know, it's not one thing. I mean, you gotta be balanced on offense. You know, I mean, to really attack Tennessee. I mean, that's just what I've seen on tape. I mean, they're good up front. Okay, man. So, you know, when you look at their front seven, you know, whether it's the run game or the pass game, you know, man, Batuli, that tandem of linebackers inside are playing as good right now as I've seen all year. And then, you know, what they do up front, man, they've got guys that can stop the run and pass rushers. So, you know, what happens is, you know, man, if they can get you behind the chains, well, then they tend to smother you, you know, man, on third down with the pass rushing coverage. And that's something between the run and the pass, man. It can't be, you know, one-sided. I mean, it's got to be, you know, inside. It's got to be outside. It's got to be vertical. I mean, you got to be able to use the 53 and the third, okay, as well as that 100-yard field in terms of trying to stretch them vertically and horizontally to try to, you know, man, create offense, create opportunities to sustain drives and score points.
Coach, last game you talked about for these seniors, and that includes Keyshawn Vaughn. This is a guy who I have watched play for a long time. It was very exciting for you to get him back home. Can you just talk about what he has meant to your program and the guy you're going to say goodbye to after this one?
Yeah, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn was a young man that I wanted coming out of high school. He wound up going to Illinois and then found his way back home. But, you know, I mean, since the time he stepped on this campus, man, he's made an impact. Both on and off the field. You know, he's a warrior. I mean, he loves the game. Maybe he's an alpha male. He's a competitor. But, you know, he's grown so much. You know, during that time, and he's improved, you know, his game every year. Man, in that process, he's also become a father. So I think, you know, in terms of his mindset, in terms of his goals and his aspirations, he's always stayed right in the middle and really, you know, given this program everything he's got. You know, I mean, there's been times he's had to carry this program on his back, and, you know, I mean, he's going to have to do a little bit of that on Saturday. You know, I mean, as he runs hard, guys around him are going to have to play.
Well, that's what the next question I was going to get at. Does he need to carry you through this? Does this need to be a Keyshawn Vaughn day where you control the ball, you control the clock, and kind of turn it into a rock fight with your running back leading the way?
You know what? It's got to be a Commodore day. I mean, Keyshawn Vaughn's got to do what he's always done. The guys around him, you know, man, have to, you know, stand up. You know, everybody's got to play ball. We can't have just five guys playing ball, man. We got to have all 11. You know, all 22, all 33. When you talk about offense, defense, and special teams, it's a team game. You know, like the best team will win, but individual battles will go on in this ball game, and we got to win ours.
Coach, enough with the football stuff, man. We've already said, you know, happy Thanksgiving and everything. But what we have noticed, Coach, is, hey, man, you got another hairdo, man.
It's like three this season.
It's like three in a season, man. You got it short and tight this time, man.
Man, you know, short and tight for a little bit. I mean, that's one of those.
I can't tell the two of you apart now.
Listen, man. I mean, you know, man, that's that all of a sudden, man, when you're trying to go real fast and you get the zit.
Oh. So you're saying it was an accident.
Yeah, you know, then all of a sudden you got to take that thing down. So you take it down, you start over, and that's exactly what it was. So, you know, don't think, man, I was going for a low pro right to the winner.
Coach, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. And by the way, I didn't mention this. Really excited to see Kari Blasingame join the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to talk to him after the game, and he was on cloud 90. And I know you had to be excited to see him with the team.
Excited for him. I mean, I got a chance to see, you know, like two former Commodores. Willie Herndon was playing, you know, for Jacksonville. But just to see, you know, Kari, man, he's been over here since he's been back, you know, quite a bit. Man, I'm so proud of him. And look, man, he's a good football player. But right now, man, he's having the time of his life, and it's good to see him back home.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck to you on Saturday. We're looking for a four-quarter battle.
Let's do it. Take care. Anchor down.
Yep.
All right. That's Derek Mason, head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Always passionate, always believing, and always on point.
You have to, man. If you're a coach at Vanderbilt, a football coach at Vanderbilt, sometimes that's all you have, man.
All right. Well, can Vanderbilt do it? We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we return on ESPN 102.5 The Game. This is The Morning Drive.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.